Okay, I'm going to read the scripture from Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 and 2. The Lord said to Moses, cut two tablets of stone like the former ones, and I will write on the tablets the words that were on the former tablets, which you broke. Be ready in the morning and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai and present yourself there to me on the top of the mountain. So that follows up on after the failure. So here's Jenny.
Hi. I feel like it should be noted that I borrowed my Catholic friend's Bible to look up the verses, and they're slightly different from what I read. Just kind of interesting. What is failure? The dictionary tells us that it is a lack of success, which begs us to ask the question, what is success? Which the dictionary then tells us is the attainment of wealth, goals, position, or honor. And these definitions lead us to the conclusion that these two terms are opposites, but does that make them mutually exclusive? I would argue that it does not, and I put to you that failure is, in and of itself, a success, and vice versa. Failure is not the end of the world, but merely an end to a chapter of one's life leading to the next chapter. Someone once told me that when you put all of your eggs in one basket and you drop the basket, what do you do? Whatever the hell you want to. But I don't think necessarily that dropping the eggs is the failure, or even deciding to move on from eggs and fill your basket with avocados. It's only really failure if you just stand there staring at your broken eggs for the rest of your life. When Moses came down and broke the Ten Commandments out of anger, when he failed to keep his emotions in check to obtain his goal of delivering the tablets, he didn't give up. He walked back up the mountain to try again. And the fact that he failed the first time, that his people failed to listen to him, is important. It showed how dedicated he was, how dedicated the people were by going to the effort of trying again. Kind of switching gears here, one of my favorite fairy tales is about a young boy who is a complete and utter idiot. An absolute buffoon. He falls in love with a princess whose father says that he can only marry her if he brings in a magic feather. The boy's magic animal companion, of course, knows exactly how to get the feather and gives the boy very specific instructions. However, being a fool, the boy forgets the directions and gets caught. And he's told that he has to steal another magical item to trade for the feather to trade for the princess's hand in marriage. And this happens three times. But he never gives up. Despite being a fool, or maybe because he's a fool, he never stops trying, and eventually he succeeds. Nothing ever really goes to plan. And personally, I always have 3 to 4 plans because of this. Backups. If you're not failing, if everything comes easy and perfect, you are doing something wrong. Failure is how we know that we really want something. It's an awful, terrible, scary thing, but it's healthy and important, like giving my cat his antibiotics. Sometimes nothing is going to work out, and that's okay. It's okay to pick up a new basket of eggs or avocados or give up baskets for a wheelbarrow, as long as you don't just stand there.